Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. The show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the AD, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. Let me know that you're listening out there on Twitter and Facebook. Business on the Edge, or you can email me with your questions at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That again is Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson, and Business on the Edge on Facebook. We always want to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. We work hard to bring you a show with guests, business resources, professional development resources that inspires your professional and business growth. I have to ask this question: where have you guys been? It's been a couple of weeks. Where has my Blog Talk audience been? What are you guys up to? What's going on? Some of you are connecting. We are still trying to fine tune things, so hang in there with us. We appreciate you checking in back and forth with us. We've got a lot of new things going on. We're shifting, we're changing things, and we're expanding. We love it. I love the small businesses, women in business, and professionals that want to take it to another level. You want to grow, you want to build. What's been going on with us? Great question. I have been traveling. I have been in events from Dallas to California, on my way to Illinois here in about a week, come back to California, and then we'll be back in Illinois to do a live show in Chicago, Illinois for AM Pro 20 KDOW. So you're going to have to tune in for that. That'll be August 29th. And again, we're going to give you more detail about that, but we're going to do a live show from Chicago. We're going to get some great guests in on our AM 1220 KDOW show network and let you find out what is going on with the companies in Illinois. We've got a couple of great guests that we want to bring in, and we'll see if we can make that happen for you. So I've been busy. I have been radically busy, in fact, to the point where, you know, I'm getting this nickname, this girl is on fire, no offense, Alicia Keys, but I think this girl here in Northern California, Bay Area, Silicon Valley, is on fire. I am the show host for AM 1220 KDOW, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's number one sought-after business coach, on-air business coach. You can catch us every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., live, and you can call in with your guests, call in with your questions. But if you have guests, that's okay, too. You can call in with them. We love it. We'll take anyone. You can call in at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220 with any questions that are relevant to the show or with the business or your professional development. We'll take pretty much any question that is a business question that you'd like to hear us answer on air. So that's tonight. This, of course, is our Friday night 15-minute promo to give you some insight as to what we have going on. But before I do that, I've got to tell you what I've been doing. I've been at so many events. The Dallas Expo, I've talked about it before. It was really ridiculously awesome. If you are in California, or if you're not, but those that are in California, Southern California, Los Angeles, you have to go to the Los Angeles Small Business Expo. If you're in business, if you want to be an entrepreneur, they have tons of training classes, which would be awesome for you. You'll be able to pick what you want to go to. But the other thing, I'll be there. I will definitely be going down with my team. I told my team we all have to go. This is a must-attend event. So for us, it has allowed us to make some changes to make it a little bit easier for those to partner with us, connect with us, or come to some of the events that we're having. So kudos to you, Bill Walsh. We are snagging some of your ideas, and we're going to springboard off of, I like to think that we're probably going to do it just a little bit different, a little bit more. Again, great job, Bill Walsh. No offense to the power team and all of that, but anytime you come up with and get new ideas, there's really nothing new under the sun. There's really not any new ideas. But I always like, if I'm going to snag someone's idea, I might as well improve it. I'm just saying, no offense. We've got some things that we think just a little bit differently in terms of our out-of-the-box, on-the-edge techniques and strategies. So what kind of events? We've had the On the Edge pitch, which was awesome. We're going to do it again this month for those of you that are in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, nine Bay Area counties. If you want to come to our pitch, go online. Go to our Business on the Edge page, businessontheedge.biz. Go to our training classes. It is a freebie. You must be signed up to do the pitch, your business pitch. If you're not signed up, you do not get the pitch. Do not bring your 30-second elevator pitch. Leave it at home. We have a different strategy that we use in our pitches that creates a better opportunity for you to get business. So check out our website, www.businessontheedge.biz. Go to our training classes, and you can sign up for our upcoming pitch on August 5th, I believe. Also, what else have we had? We've had Dallas. We've had the pitch. We've had our two-day training class, intensive training. You guys know about that. We've had just recently our Women in Business, Bridging the Gap Between Business and Faith. Yes, I said it out loud. Bridging the Gap Between Business and Faith. If you don't think you need to talk about faith in the workplace, you are missing it, and you're going to open yourself up, if you're not careful, to a lawsuit if you're not figuring out how to deal with all of the different religions that are coming into the workplace, different belief systems. We had HR expert Human Leap on the show, on the KDOW show, Pablo Pineda, who talked about the importance, the absolute importance of us dealing with the HR aspects of faith in the workplace. And so we talked about that. We did that at the Women in Business event. We had some great speakers. We had some faith-based speakers. So it did get a little more churchy, but people had a great time. We had great vendors, exhibitors there. We had Kiva Zip. Kiva Zip was awesome. In fact, hey, Business on the Edge has invested into Kiva Zip's program. And if you know anything about Kiva Zip or Kiva, kind of like Kickstarter. Kickstarter is a creative resource to get resources, money to really get to the point, to get money for your next music project or book or some creative aspect. So you have to get people to invest online, and you have a goal to meet. If you meet that goal, then you get the resources to do what you need to do. If you don't, then it goes back to the investors. And the investors are people, crowdsourcing. We love that. You know, crowdsourcing is becoming very big. I'm interested in seeing what's going to happen over the next 5 or 10 years on crowdsourcing. That's going to be interesting. I think it is something that banks are going to have to look at in terms of maybe even restructuring some of their policies on how they're lending. You know, I really like to see, let me just get on this soapbox for a moment. I really, you know, I think that there should be an advocate. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts. If you listen to this archive show, let me know your thoughts on this. You can email me at onTheEdge@businessontheedge.biz. But I think that there should be an advocate between the bank and the small business owner, first-time borrowers of loans, of business loans, regardless of the amount. I think that unless they have they could have venture capitalists surrounding them with some investing, but if they did something like a hybrid and they don't have the coaching or they don't have the information to allow them to get a smart loan. So let's just get away from, you know, maybe venture capitalists may be involved somewhere. Let's just say that's not happening. Typically, it's not. Small businesses are trying to get loans from banks. But there should be an advocate for the small business, first-time home buyers. Well, how about first-time small business borrowers from banks? And that, and they're neutral in terms of where the bank's concerned. This is not a bank personnel, not a bank contractor or anything, but rather something that is set up maybe within the city, maybe in one of the cities, kind of a stretch. They're not really going to get involved with that. But I'm not sure that the how we would get that set up. I think it should be set up. I think we should talk to our city officials and government about setting up something with regards to borrowing, maybe SEC, not sure, not my expertise. But I'm saying there should be something for them to be able to say, okay, this is what this loan looks like. This is what happens if you don't pay it back. And you say, well, I understand that. Well, not really, because banks will take you for a ride. They'll have you paying more on that dollar in a shorter amount of time if they can. For example, 7-year loan, $150,000 loan, 7-year payback time, and say you're paying $2,200 a month. Well, really? How did that happen? Exactly. And that's my point. So anyway, I think that there should be something in place. What else have we been doing? Oh, wow. Our Women in Business, excellent, like I said, excellent, fantastic. I am going to talk about the top 10. I'm going to talk a little bit about these different events tonight, but I'm going to talk about my top 10 impacts, you know, what impacts your career and your business. The top 10 things that for you to think about, top tips, if you will, that impact your business. And we can have negative impacts, and there's always a con to a pro. So I'm going to share that. I'm going to share one of my tips, and you're going to hear. I have one tip, and I just call it suck it up. Sometimes you just have to suck it up. And it is difficult moving up in terms of a career. It's difficult moving and expanding and growing a business. And sometimes you're going to have those days that you're just going to have to pull up your bootstraps and suck it up. It's just as simple as that. And I will go through some examples more. Again, if you want to tune into the show tonight, tune in at www.kdow.biz, AM 1220. You can get us online at www.kdow.biz. Did I say that? Am I repeating myself? Good. I just want to make sure that you're going to tune in. We're going to give away a couple of tickets, a few tickets to, actually they're not tickets, they're gift certificates, $70 divine massage. Who doesn't need a divine massage? That sounds so spa-licious. That's my new word, spa-licious. So you can have a spa-licious time at Divine Massage. If you're local here, call in and get a chance to win the Divine Massage Therapy gift certificates. Also, what else do we have going on? Coming up, we have our business plan, the anatomy of a business plan. I am going to break down a business plan for you. This is a real plan. This is a real deal, and it got real money for a small business. I'm going to talk about it, and I'm going to talk about how you shop it around and with some new ways of really shopping your business around, because there's different ways of getting funded. I only have about 50 seconds left. Again, this is AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge Coach Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's number one sought-after business coach, public speaker. Would love to connect with you. If you're interested in being on the show, either one of the shows, Blog Talk Radio or AM 1220 KDOW, send us your information. We are checking out a couple of people now that reached out to us, so we're going to find out whether or not they're going to make the cut to come on one of our shows. If not, it might be you. So you can email us at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That gets to me directly. I do push that to my assistant, but let us know. Get on air with us. Let's have some fun, and let's talk shop. Let's talk business. Let's talk your business. Again, always remember to live life on purpose and with a purpose.